When the tyrant therefore perceived the willingness of my Lord Will-be-will to serve him, and that his mind stood bending that way, he immediately made him the captain of the castle, governor of the wall, and keeper of the gates of Mansoul. Yes, there was a clause in his commission that nothing should be done in all the town of Mansoul without him. So that now, next to Diabolus himself, who but my Lord Will-be-will in all the town of Mansoul, nor could anything now be done throughout the town, unless it was by his will and as it pleased him. Diabolus also had a clerk, one Mr. Mind, who spoke in every way like his master, for in principle he and his Lord were united as one, and in practice they were not far apart. And now Mansoul, brought under submission, was made to fulfill the lusts of the will and the principles and practices of the mind. But I cannot get it out of my head what a desperate one this Will-be-will was when power was put into his hand. First, he flatly denied owing any duty or service to his former prince and sovereign. Next, he took an oath and swore faithfulness to his great master Diabolus. Then, being installed and settled in his place, office, advancement, and preferment, and oh, you could barely imagine it unless you had seen it, the strange work this workman did in the town of Mansoul. First, he slandered Mr. Recorder to death. He couldn't stand to see him, nor hear the words of his mouth. He would shut his eyes when he saw him and stop his ears when he heard him speak. Moreover, he could not bear to see so much as a fragment of Shaddai's law anywhere in the town. For example, his clerk, Mr. Mine, had some old torn and tattered parchments of the law of Shaddai in his house. But when Will-be-will saw them, he cast them behind his back. True, Mr. Recorder had some of the laws in his study, but my Lord Will-be-will could not bring himself to get close to them at all. He also thought and said that the windows of my old Lord Mayor's house were always too light to be profitable for the town of Mansoul. He couldn't even tolerate the light of a candle. Now the only things that pleased Will-be-will were those things which pleased Diabolus, his lord. No one could compete with Will-be-will when it came to shouting praises in the street of the brave nature, the wise conduct, and great glory of King Diabolus. He traveled throughout all Mansoul's streets to proclaim his illustrious lord, and he made himself despicable, consorting among the vile and wicked, to declare his valiant prince. And I say, whenever and wherever he found these rascals, he attempted to act just like them, without being asked, doing mischief, without being commanded. The Lord Will-be-will also had a deputy under him. His name was Mr. Affection, one whose principles were also greatly corrupt and accountable thereto in his life. He was wholly given to the flesh, and so they called him Vile Affection. Now there was he and one Carnal Lust, the daughter of Mr. Mine, and they fell in love, made a perfect match, and were married. Like two peas in a pod, says the devil to the coal miner. As I take it, they had several children, three boys, impudent, black-mouthed, and hate-proof, who were as dark and dismal as coal dust. They also had three daughters, Scorn Truth and Slight God, and the name of the youngest was Revenge. They were all married in the town and also gave birth to many bad brats, too many to be cited here. Let's move past this. When the giant had surrounded himself with troops in the town of Mansoul and had put down and set up those whom he thought profitable, he set himself to destroying. Now there was in Mansoul's marketplace, as well as upon the gates of the castle, an image of the blessed King Shaddai. This image was engraved in gold and was so accurately crafted it resembled Shaddai himself, more than anything coming forth from the world at that time. This he dishonorably commanded to be defaced, and it was wickedly carried out by the hand of Mr. No Truth. Now, you must know that as Diabolus had commanded Mr. No Truth to deface the image of Shaddai, he likewise gave order for Mr. No Truth to set up the horrid and formidable image of Diabolus in its place, to the great contempt of the former king and debasing of his town, Mansoul. Moreover, Diabolus laid waste to all remains of the laws and statutes of Shaddai that could be found in the town of Mansoul, to wit, such as contained either the doctrines of morals with all civil and natural documents. He also sought to extinguish punishments related to Shaddai's laws and statutes. In short, there remained nothing good in Mansoul, which he and Wilbewil did not seek to destroy, for their purpose was to turn Mansoul into a brute and to make it like to the sensual sow by the hand of Mr. No Truth.